Hey there, Mama. Are you struggling with money? Feeling a little stressed about your finances? Well, today's your day. We're talking about how to turn things around. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Are you a mom who's finally ready to get clear on your God-given purpose? Are you ready to improve your health so you lose those extra pounds for good? And would you love to get out of debt and stop living paycheck to paycheck? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Whole Mama podcast. Hi, I'm Roz, and after quitting my corporate job without a plan, struggling with my finances, my health, and my confidence, I went on a journey to discover how to live the life God planned for me. A plan that allowed us to get out of debt, start saving, and live in financial freedom with more purpose and better health than ever before. Now, I want to help you get clear on your God-given purpose and how that purpose includes improving your health, experiencing financial freedom, and becoming the best version of yourself. Yes, Mama, you can live your purpose, and it starts today. I'm so grateful you're here. Grab that pen and your favorite notebook and sit down with me. It's time to become healthy, wealthy, and whole. We're getting real today, mamas. I'm coming clean. So, I was an accountant who was bad at managing her own money. Embarrassing, pitiful. And I felt so much shame around that. I was struggling with money, what to do about it, and who to turn to. How was that possible? What I later discovered was I had a mindset issue around money. So let me go back a little so you get the picture. I grew up just above the poor level. Well, maybe a little bit above it. We weren't on food stamps, but we were shopping at discount stores. The good thing is, I didn't know it as a child that we were poor-ish. My parents did a great job at providing for all of our needs, and I, along with my two sisters, went to private school, which was the main reason why we were poor-ish. I just knew that I mostly wore hand-me-downs. I was the youngest of three girls. And I sometimes had to take sandwiches for lunch to school that were made using the bread ends. Can you imagine that? The horror as a child. We didn't eat out, hardly at all, and entertainment was all at home or church. Most of my friends back then were pretty well off and had new clothes. They went out to eat with their families pretty often, and they took family vacations to fun places like water parks and amusement parks. And what my young mind was recording at that time was, you're not enough as you are. And you need to have newer and better things in order to fit in. My parents were really good about teaching us how to tithe, which I did religiously. They also tried to teach us how to save, but I just never seemed to have enough money to do that. I later learned that my mom was a remarkable saver, even though she had little money to work with. Somehow, I kind of missed those skills growing up. And so I dreamed of having fancier clothes and snack-filled lunches with no bread and sandwiches, of course, all through grade school. When I turned 16, I got a job at the mall, and my toxic relationship with money began. Now, in my defense, I was disciplined enough to tithe, and not out of obligation, but because I really loved God and I really wanted to do the right thing. However, that's where the discipline stopped. After tithing, I spent the remainder of my meager little paychecks on, you guessed it, clothes and food. Now, when I was around 18 years old in college, a credit card company came on campus And they were offering credit cards to practically anyone who wanted one. And even though I had never seen my parents use a credit card, they only used cash and checks, I saw this opportunity as my way to get more things, things I felt that I deserved. And I reasoned that, hey, I had a job and I could pay my monthly payments on time, so it would all be okay. But this one act started a very negative and dangerous relationship with money, getting things I couldn't afford at the time with no guarantee I would have the money later to pay it back. Okay, let me stop here for a second, because I'm sure there's like maybe one person who's hearing this who's thinking, huh, she should have known better, or I would never do anything like that. Please spare me the judgment. Listen, we make decisions based on the knowledge and experience we have at that moment. So we should really be careful not to judge others when we haven't walked in their shoes. So now, back to my story. Honestly, I did do pretty well with keeping up with the monthly payments all through college, even though I only had a part-time job at the mall. However, I didn't realize at the time how much more I was actually paying when you tacked on that interest than the cost of the item that I purchased. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I was really able to see how my relationship with money was affecting my life negatively. I was married by then, and my husband also had his own issues with money. And though we were making six figures as a household, we were drowning in debt. And even though, as an accountant, I could create financial spreadsheets and budgets, and I could reconcile our bank account to a T, I was lousy at sticking to a budget. That's when, thankfully, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University began, and we decided to attend one of the seminars, and it changed our lives. We left that seminar with a new resolve and a new plan, and we never looked back. I then began to use my accounting skills to our advantage, and I created zero-based budgets and financial plans that pulled us out of our dark financial pit. We cut up our credit cards and we went cash only. We used the debt snowball method and we climbed our way bit by bit out of debt. And then we added more to our savings accounts and our 401ks. Now, guys, it was a long journey, but I'm so grateful that we considered and followed God's call to become better stewards of our money. And as a result of the changes we made, I was able to, years later, stay afloat at home with my kids after my husband unexpectedly passed away. If we hadn't downgraded our lifestyle and assigned the majority of our money to paying off our debts, including both cars, I would have struggled financially while trying to grieve. I would have had to find a job outside the home just to make ends meet, and my kids' lives would have been disrupted again by losing now mommy to a job. But instead, I was able to continue running my home business, which covered the day-to-day expenses, and be able to stay home and homeschool my kids. So, what is the point of this rather somber story? Why am I sharing this with you? Because we live in a society that tells us that more is better. We're bombarded with ads that plant a desire within us for bigger and better and newer. And our relationship with money, for many of us, becomes unhealthy. When you're struggling with money, what to do about it seems like a distant dream, but it's not. the answers are really close at hand. They're right there in God's word. We are called as Christians, if you are a Christian, to be content with what God has already blessed us with. In fact, it says in his word in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. See, it's not that God wants us to be poor. I mean, look at David and Solomon and Abraham. Man, he blessed them immensely. God just wants us to be responsible in stewarding the money he has given us. Here's what God says in his word. He blesses us when we make money through honest work. And that's in Proverbs 13:11. He tells us to flee debt. That's Proverbs 14:23. And in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16, and again in 21, verse 5, God calls us to plan ahead and to tell our money where to go and not just watch it go. God even gives us encouragement to save for the future times in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 and 25. And he calls us to tithe with an added promise of his blessings. And that's in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. And let me tell you, God can be trusted. He can be trusted to fulfill his promises. I can tell you that over the years, when I was faithfully tithing, God blessed me and my family over and over and over again. Sometimes it was with money when we needed it. Other times, our cars lasting longer without any major problems. And even our clothes and our shoes not wearing out. Did you know that's a blessing from God? He did it for the children of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness. Take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 5. Your clothes lasting longer and your shoes not wearing out could be a blessing from God. So now, what are the steps you need to take to develop a better relationship with money? Now, here's the steps I had to take, and maybe it will help you. Number one, confess any faults around money to God and ask him to guide and help you in this area. Number two, get a clear picture of your financial situation. Ask yourself the questions, how much income do you get monthly? And then what's the total amount of your debt? What do you owe? How much do you have right now in your checking and savings accounts? And then what are your monthly expenses? Get an idea for how much money you actually have. Then number three, discuss your financial situation with your spouse and then create a financial plan for how you will spend your money, how you will save it, how you will invest it going forward. If needed, look at any of your nice to have but not a necessity expenses that you can cut out. For me, it was cable, some streaming services. You take a look at yours and see where you can cut things out, reduce your expenses. Or maybe you need to make more money. Do you need to have a work at home job or start a home business? Talk all of this over and make a family plan. Number four, do the plan. You must take action. Do the work. It's not enough to have it all written down nicely and neatly on paper. You actually have to take the necessary steps forward. Now, it may seem a little scary and you may doubt yourself or your ability to do it, but don't even allow yourself to think that. Just do it. Just go forward. You did all the thinking already in step three. Now you've asked all your questions, you resolved all your doubts, then it's time to act. It's time to act on your plan. Now give yourself at least 3 months on the plan before stopping or changing anything. That's one full quarter. Then you'll have enough data to actually evaluate how you're doing. Did you save enough? Did you have enough for your expenses? What needs to be adjusted? Ask those questions and any other questions around your plan and the actions you took, and then make any changes that you need. But stick to the plan. And number five, learn to ask for help. Find a mentor or find a course to help guide you. Early in my journey, we chose Dave Ramsey and we started off with him. Since that time, I found a few other resources along the way that have helped me tremendously. So if you're struggling with money, I'll share with you one of my favorite financial resources right now, and that's Jordan Page's Budget Bootcamp. Oh my goodness. I found it when I was looking for a way to have a zero-based budget, but without using cash. It was during that time when we weren't going out and I needed to find a way to get my groceries and I wanted to order them online without using cash. And so I found her budgeting method, and it's built around basic financial principles and a simple budgeting method that's very effective and very practical. And now I've incorporated her methods into my own financial plan, and it's been working beautifully for me. It's a budgeting system made for real families and real financial situations. So you can check that out. There's others. There's a lot of resources online. Go out and Google budget resources or whatever issue you're stuck on. You just want to find some help to get you where you don't have that financial stress. Mamas, let's find a system that works for you and commit to doing it. Let this be the year you stop struggling with money. If you're interested in Jordan Page's Budget Bootcamp, you can check it out. And if you decide you like it, you can use my discount code, which is ROZ, R-O-Z, to save 10% on it. That's a great deal, and it's a great course. I encourage you to go check it out. I have a link below, or you can search for Jordan Page's Budget Bootcamp. Use the discount code ROZ and save 10%. Ladies, I will be back with you in the future for more tips on how to save money, how to stop struggling financially, and even how to make money from home. So stay tuned for future episodes on saving and making money. See you soon. Hey, Savvy Mama. If you love today's topic, but you're still feeling a little overwhelmed, I want you to shoot me an email at roz@rozkwalker.com because I can help you simplify this process. I've got a mini course and worksheets that will help you discover your calling and learn how to use your gifts to experience financial freedom while blessing others. So wherever you are in the stages of coming home to be with your kiddos, let me hold your hand and navigate this process with you. You can get in touch with me over at rozkwalker.com.